Hey, good evening, everybody, and thank you very much for coming to this special shiur, which, as announced, is being presented in memory of the Nishmas, my dear father, Professor Leo Taubes of Bar Yehuda Yaakov Shmuel, Zichrono Livracha. This is the occasion this evening of his fifth yahrzeit. His yahrzeit actually is Chav Zayin Adar Harishon, so we don't have the Adar problem. He was Nifter in a leap year. It was Adar Harishon, and this was the date Chav Zayin Adar Harishon, so pleased to present this year in his memory, and I thank all of you for coming. My father, as many of you here knew my father, he was an English professor at Yeshiva College primarily for more than 40 years, and he liked to look at things, as was his training, from a literary perspective, and that came to his examination of things in the Chumash as well. And the topic I elected to speak about tonight, can we learn halakha from Matan Torah? Is something that I discussed with him a couple of times. He was interested in it because certainly the first section of the Torah, pretty much all of Sefer Bereishis and the first half, or let's say the first 40% or so of Chumash Shmos, is narrative in nature. It's not, even though the Torah fundamentally is a presentation of mitzvahs, and that's what most of the Torah is about, there are certainly many narrative sections, but certainly many narrative sections before Matan Torah. Again, all Bereishis, and then the first 40% or so of Chumash Shmos. And the question is, when the Torah presents a narrative presentation of something relating to what the Avos did and so on and so forth, can we learn anything halacha lemaisa? Can we derive a halacha in the language of Chazal with a lemeidin mikodem matan Torah or not? Can we learn from kodem matan Torah, sometimes called kodem hadibur, before the presentation of the Torah, before the Torah is given, can we learn a halacha? There's always Musar and Hashkofa and different things to be learned from the Avos and, you know, I mean, saying Yaakov and Yosef and the other heroes of Bereishis and early Shmos. But the question is, from a point of view of Halacha, is anything which we come upon in terms of their behavior binding in any way in terms of Halacha? So that's what I'd like to look at this evening. And the source that we'll go through, and it's on the screen, you can follow. If anybody would like a copy of the source, I'm happy to email it to you afterwards. But we will follow on the screen. We begin, and we'll go through pretty much famous, familiar topics for the most part. The first source, the famous Gemara in Masechet Brachos, Daf Chav Vav Beis in the fourth source. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but the Gemara presents a machlokas regarding our daily tfilos. And the Gemara has a machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Chanina, who says tfilos avos tiknum, the daily tfilos were instituted by the avos. And Shur ben Levi says that tfilos were instituted to correspond to the karbonos that used to be offered in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara brings up backup information for both presentations. And in terms of Yosef ben Chanina, the Gemara says on the second line, Avram tikein tfilos shachris. Avram Avinu instituted shachris. And the next line, Yitzchok tikein tfilos mincha. And the next line, Yaakov tikein tfilos arvis. Where do we find any of this? Where do we find anything about Avram instituting shachris, Yitzchok instituting mincha, Yaakov instituting ma'ariv? And the answer is, based on derivation from psukim, the pasuk in each case, in terms of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, is presenting a narrative description. So I printed the psukim for you down below. It's in the Gemara. But in source number three, right, the Rashi in two Brachos Chav Vav Beis just says that according to one opinion of us tiknum, the other is connected to them tiknum Anshe Knesset Gadola. The davening was instituted later on by the Anshe Knesset Gadola. But for example, in the third source, the pasuk in Parshas Vayera, it says a narrative statement. Vayashkem Avram Baboka Alamokom Asher Omer Shamas Pnei Hashem. Avram got up early in the morning and he stood in the place where he had greeted Hashem before. That's got nothing to do with tefillah. However, based on other pasuk, until in Perkuvav pasuk Lamed, we have Vaya amod, the same verb, ayin mem dalet, standing, associated with tefillah. Vaya amod Pinchas vaya faleo. So therefore, the Gemara says, oh, when Avram stood, it was also for tefillah. Or by Yitzhak, the pasuk says in Chayesara, by Rashid Perchav Dalet, pasuk Sama Gimel, by Yitzhak Lasuach Basodeh, Yitzhak went out to converse, or to something out in the field, and that word Lasuach, again, it's a narrative statement. It's got nothing to do with tefillah, but the pasuk in Tilim, Perkuv Beis, pasuk Aleph, has tefillah associated with the word sicha. Tefillah lenakiyato v'lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. So again, the Gemara derives that Yitzchok, what he did out there was he davened. And the same thing with Yaakov in the source number 7, Parashat Vayetze, Parakof Chesed, Bereishis Pasuk Yalav, Vayifga b'mokom. He came upon a certain place, again, a narrative statement. But the Gemara says, well, we find the Lashon Pigia Vayifga, meaning tefillah, Pasuk Yemiyo, Parak Zayin, Pasuk Tez Zayin, Vata Al Tispala Baramazah, and at the end it says, Bal Tifka Bi. So again, in each of these cases, the Gemara derives from a narrative statement based on the words, the wording, specific wording, and how those words are used elsewhere to teach us that Avram instituted the Shachris, and Yitzchak instituted Mincha, and Yaakov instituted Ma'ariv. That's what the Gemara tells us. Now, we have other such things as well. If you take, so it sounds like daily davening, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, is certainly before Matan Torah. It's on the Avos. Avraham was Shachris, Yitzhak with Mincha, and Yaakov with Ma'ariv. Later on in the Torah, in Parshas Vayechi, the end of Chumash Bereishis, source number 9, it talks about the death and burial of Yaakov Avinu, starting Parak Nun of Bereishis, starting in Pasuk Zion, Vaya Yosef Likboris, or even so on. Yosef went to bury his father, and all the people went with him. And it says at the very end there in Pasuk Yud, it says, Vayas La'aviv Avel Evel Shivas Yamim. He observed Avelas, the last line in source number 9. He learned, knowing Avelas, Vayas Aviv, Vayas La'aviv Evel Shivas Yamim. He mourned for 7 days. He mourned for 7 days, right? Now we know, Rachman Tzlan, when somebody dies, we sit Shiva. So according to one approach, we'll see in a moment, this is the idea of source for sitting Shiva. Yosef did after Yaakov died. There was another pasuk later on in the Chumash, after Matan Torah and Parashat Tzav, Yikra Perches, Pasuk Lamed Hay, in source 10, it says, U'Pesach Omeid Teshu Yom of Elilah Shivas Yomim. This was the Miluim. U'Shmartim Mishmiris Hashem. And later Gemara will connect that to Avelas, another source. But you look in the Yerushalmi, and this is pivotal for us in source number 11, and Moed Katan Perek Gimel Halacha Hei, the Yerushalmi says, Menayin La'Evel Min HaTorah Shiva. Where do we see the concept that Avel observes Avelas for 7 days, the most intense Avelas? And the Gemara there in Yerushalmi quotes the Pasuk by Yaakovino, Yosef, in the death of Yaakovino, Vayas Lovim Avel Shivas Yomim. So Gemara asks right away, Ulameidin Dover Kodol Matan Torah? Are we to learn a Halacha from before Matan Torah? So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha quotes a different source, and he says that pasuk in Tzav that we had before, Upesa Homay Teshu Yomam Velayla Shivas Yomim. That's where we learn it for. We learn it from. So Kashem Shishimar Kodesh Baruch Hu Al Olamo Shiva. Kachatem Shoma Lachetem Shiva. Okay, it's exactly a little bit of a difficult derivation. The Korban Eid explains first, though, for what's relevant to us, is the Gemara asks, the Korban Eid is one of the commentaries in the Shalmi, there in Perek Gemel Alachahein 12, Minayin La'evam in HaTorah Shiva, V'alfa Gav D'Shivim in HaTorah Rabbanon, Mikomok, and we love the Matzucham Smach Min HaMikra. There's a hint in the Pasuk, that's why the Rabbanon did it that way. And the Gemara asks, will it made a Mikotah Matan Torah? But to me, that's a question. Can you learn from Matan Torah? So therefore, the other opinion, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha gives a different source. And now exactly the different source teaches it. The Korban Eidah connects it to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of sat Shiva after destroying the world, ready to destroy the world by the Mabul. And the Pnei Moshe has a different explanation. But bottom line, we seem to have a mukar, at least according to Yerushalmi, one day in Yerushalmi, from before Matan Torah, the notion of Shiva for 7 days. There was another source, a pasuk in Amos, Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud 14. The pasuk says, "Vafachti hagechem la'evil. I will turn your holidays into avelos." So the Bavli, that was we just read from, was Yerushalmi Moed Katan. The Bavli in Moed Katan, Tav Chof from Aleph, in source 15, the Bavli says, "Where do we find minayin avelos Shiva?" So the Bavli says, "Dichsiv vafachti hagechem la'evil. Mach chag Shiva. Standard holidays." Pesach and Sukkot is rather both 7 days. Shavuot is an exception. And of course, Sukkot, we have Shemini Atzeres, but in terms of Sukkot, 7 days. So just like the holidays, 7 days of Avelos Shiva. Okay, there's an Asmachta and so on. So the Bavli doesn't quote anything before Matan Torah. That's a Pasuk in Amos. And it hints at the fact that there's Avelos for 7 days, just like there are holidays for 7 days. So again, that would not teach us anything about learning before Matan Torah. But as Tosfos points out there in 16, in Moed Katan Chof Med Aleph, Divrei Maaseh Mach Chag Shiva, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, right? It says you can't really necessarily learn from Yosef. Why? Because that was before they buried Yaakov. You follow the order of the psukim there in Parshas Vayechi. They came to Mitzrayim. They observed Shiva before burial. So that's why the Bavli, says Tosfos, didn't want to learn it from there, because that's not the order that we follow. We have the Shiva, of course, Rachman Litzlan, after the burial. But it does quote, the Tosfos does quote Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, the Ein Lemeidah Mikod Matan Torah. We don't learn from before Matan Torah. Anyway, they quote other psukim. But that's another familiar source, possibly teaching that we can learn something before Matan Torah on the basis of what was done in terms of Avelos for 7 days by Yaakov and Yosef. Another source, there's a sugya in Tainus, the Mishnah, in Tainus 17, talks about the Anshei Mamed. The Anshei Mamed were people who used to, at the times when the Karbonos were brought, both the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, as well as individuals in different towns would stand, they would daven. There were certain days they wouldn't have the mamud, this get-together for tefillah. Before, there were shuls and davening as we know it today, but they had what's called the Anshei Mamud, and they would say certain psukim and so on, and it's actually printed in some siddurim in the back. But anyway, so it says, Kol yom sheyesh bo halal ein mamud b'shachris. They wouldn't have the Anshei Mamud b'shachris on days of halal. If there was a korban musaf, they wouldn't have it by ne'ilah at the end of the davening. It was a fast day and so on, whatever the circumstances exactly were, okay? and Korban Eitzim, they had to bring special korbanos when there were special donations of wood. They wouldn't do it at Mincha. Anyway, the Mishnah presents a machlokas. We don't need all the details now, but the Mishnah has a machlokas that Rabbi Akiva first said one way, then he changed his mind. At the end of the day, the Mishnah seems to say that apparently it's stricter. All right, look in source number 19. The Gemara on that Mishnah says, Kol Yom Sheish Bohala Ein Bo Mamad. So how come there's a difference? By the Korban Eitzim, okay, when they brought these special donations of wood for the Mizbeach, then they would only knock out the Mamed of Ne'ilah, but not the Mamed of Mincha, and the other time they would knock out the Mamed of Mincha as well. So the Gemara answers, this was relevant to us, in 19, Tainus Chav Chesem and Aleph, Halalu Divrei Torah, Halalu Divrei Sofrin. Mincha is from the Torah. Davening Mincha is from the Torah. Ne'ilah, on those days in Ne'ilah, that's only Divrei Sofrin, we do Rabbanan. Okay, and that's what the Rashi explains over there in Tainus Chav Chesed Aleph, second line of 20. Halo Divrei Torah Mincha. Okay, as we said, Yitzchak Avinu Tikein Tvilas Mincha. So therefore, there's a difference between Mincha and Ne'ilah. One is Mincha is considered Doraisa. Ne'ilah is only Darabonah. Why is Mincha considered Doraisa? Because Yitzchak, says Rashi, instituted Mincha. So there we have a couple of famous concepts which seem to indicate that certain things from before Matan Torah had the status of a Doraisa, and they are binding despite the statement in the Yerushalmi that Ein Lamedin Mikoda Matan Torah. Okay, so this issue, I first got attracted to it from a sefer called Beis HaOtzar. Beis HaOtzar was written by Rabbi Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel was one of the Gedolei Achronim. He was born in 1859 in Poland, and he died in 1920 in Vienna. My father was from Vienna, but he didn't overlap with Yosef Engel. But anyway, Yosef Engel has many, many svarim, but one is called Beis HaOtzar. It's like an encyclopedia type of sefer on different Shas topics. He didn't get all the way through. But anyway, at the beginning, he talks about the subject of Lameda Mikoda Matan Torah, and he says, wait a minute, the Gemara in Brachas that we started with, the famous Gemara, the Tfilos Keneged Avos Tiknum, Bekosha, the Eich Yeshchir Mikoha Avos, Harizel Lima Mikoda Matan Torah. How does the Gemara say we learn from the Avos that we're supposed to daven three times a day? Avram instituted Shachris, Yitzchak instituted Mincha, Yaakov instituted Marv. It's all before Matan Torah. What's going on here? Okay, and he quotes this other Gemara in Tainus also, which seems to consider Mincha, as we just saw, to be something from the Torah based on what Yitzchak instituted. So what's going on here? He said, and if you're going to tell me no, it just means the Rabbanan instituted based on the Avos, but then Sofkal Sof is from the Rabbanan. Okay, So then it's also no different than the Ilah. Why does the Gemara say that Mincha is Doraisa and Ilah is on the Rabbanan? It all comes from the Rabbanan anyway. So he makes the following chiluk. The Tzorach Lomar, the Tfilos, Hayu B'Kabolachom Shalolavad Sha'avos Ba'atzman Ispalalu. It's not just that the Avos were Mispalel, Avram Davin Shachris, Yitzchak Davin Mincha, Yankov Davin Mayru. Okay, but rather, Rak She'tiknu Kain Imach Achareim. This is different. There's one thing what the Avos did. What the Avos did, that can't necessarily teach us anything that's binding upon us. But we find that the Avos were misakein, they instituted things, and that's the language of Gemara Brach. You look back in the first source, it's Avram tikein tvilos shachris, Yitzchak tikein tvilos mincha, Yaakov tikein tvilos ma'ariv, and so on. When they were misakein something, that's different. So he says, and he quotes other sources, but he writes it in the third to last line, "Bekevan de tiknu beferish ledoros haboyim." When the Avos instituted things to be observed by all generations, then lo shayach be ein lamodim lein lamedim mikodem matan Torah. Then we don't apply the rule you can't learn before matan Torah. That's only we don't learn from their practices, things that they did. Avos did lots of good things and so on, so we can learn Musar, we can learn Hashkofa, but in terms of halacha, we don't learn from the Avos. But when they were misakein, that's something different. And he says, and that's perhaps why, with Yosef burying the father, the Yosef Engel writes towards the end of that paragraph, there were Babela Shiva, the Gemara says, Ein Lameda Mikodem Matan Torah, not Yerushalmi. Can we never find that Yosef instituted that? He did that practice. He followed that practice. He mourned for his father for 7 days. Okay, but that's not binding on us. That's just something Yosef did. Maybe it's a good idea, but it's not halachically binding the same way as the Takana. So for Yosef Engel, there's a difference between what was the others did and what the others were misakin for Doris. And I just want to bring some proofs to that idea. Okay, because Tosus raised the question there in Brachos Chofov and Beis in Source 22. Tosus raised the question, what do you mean Yitzchak Tikei Tzilas Mincha? Okay, but there's a Gemara in Yuma, Chav Ches Mbeis, that says that Avram Avinu Davin. Take a look in 23. Yuma, Chav Ches Mbeis, Omer of Safra, Tzlo Se Da Avram, the Tfilah of Avram Avinu was Kimishachri Kosli, when the walls began to have a shadow. It was the afternoon. The afternoon arrived. The shadows were reflecting, and in a way, it was already afternoon. So what do you mean Yitzchak instituted Mincha? We find the Gemara in Yuma that Avram Davin Shachris. Right? So Tosus answered the end of 22. Yesh lomar dehainu achar shetiknu tikno Yitzhak. Yeah, Avram did daven mincha after Yitzhak instituted. That's his territory. Okay, we look in the Sugin Yuma. So the Rashi just explains in 24 what does it mean? What tzlosa d'avrom? What tzlosa means tefillah? Like we say in Kaddish, tishkabel tzlosa, right? Tzlosa means tefillah. So tzlosa d'avrom tefillah sa erev show his afternoon davening and mishachri kasi. Rashi says chomos haponos amizach. The walls that face the east now they pick up the shadow in that direction and so on. Anyway, it's talking about afternoon tefillah. Now, as a side point, I'm just printing in 25 the Otzar Gonim. There in Yom Chav Chesem Beis, Rav Tzemach says, "Prishit Sosa, Pirei Sosa, Ram Tzilus Musaf." That was Musaf, not Mincha. Okay, but most assume when Utam and the Sefer Yoshes in the Chelak HaKedush and Siman Shin Ches, another says, "No, Sosa Davram is Tzilus Mincha." And he answers the question by saying, "What do you mean? I thought Yitzhak into the Mincha. Yeah, but Avram Yitzhak overlapped for many years. After Yitzhak into the Avram followed it as well." And 27, how goes to be Yaakov Emden there in Yom Chav Chesem Beis also says, "Tzilus Arab means Mincha because that's what it means when the shadows." You know, begin to turn and so on and so forth. So presumably it was a tefillah that Avram did after Yitzhak had already instituted. However, you look in the continuation, it's a few different Gemaras, including that Gemara in Yuma, we find that the Avos did lots of things. As a matter of fact, the Pasuk and Parshas told those, Gracious Parakov of Pasuk Ches, in source 28 says, Ekev HaShashamah V'Makoli V'Yishmor Mishmarti Mitzosai Chukosai V'Sorosai. Avram observed all my mitzvahs, all my chuk, all my toros. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah really, Kiddush, the end of Kiddush, and Pei, Beis, and Aleph, Mishnah says in 29, Motzinu Shasa'as Avram Avinu's Kola Torah Kula. Avram observed all the mitzvahs. However, exactly understand it. What he put on tefillin, what was inside the tefillin, or he ate matzah, or Pesach, whatever. But however we understand it, it's for a discussion of the time, but it says Avram Avinu kept all the laws of the Torah anyway, because it says Mitzosai, Chukosai, V'Sorosai. And the same Gemara in Yuma, Chav Ches and Beis, in 30, says, Afilu Erev Tavshilin. He even kept Erev Tavshilin, you know, when they had the Shabbos going into Yontav. Again, I understand it. Meaning, because it says Shemar Torosai in the plural. Achas Torah Shabbat, Achas Torah Shabbat Peh. Avram even kept the Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay? Or as Rashi says, then Yuma Chav Ches Mabez, Yumas Afil, 31, Takonos Sofrim, Shasidin Lasakin, even the things that are born and later with Misakin. Again, that's a fascinating concept in its own right and it deserves a share by itself, and maybe Ol Chazon Lamod another time. But meanwhile, it says that the Avos kept all of the mitzvahs. It says, even Erev Tavshilin. Rashbo and Achuva, Chedek Aleph, Simon Sadi Dalim 32, he has a different gear. He says, Afilo Erev Tchumin. He had it built an Erev, I guess, to carry on Shah Erev Tchumin. Okay, you know, I'm sorry, Erev Tchumin, not to carry, but to walk beyond a certain distance. And the, Rabbeinu Bachya, there in Parshas Toldos, in Bereshis Perkov of Pasuk K in 33, says, Afilu Erev Tavshilin ve'Erev Tchumin. Both, you're both right. It was Erev Tavshilin and Erev Tchumin. And the Medrash Tilim in Mizmor Aleph, Medrash Shochet, Mizmor Aleph, Osir Gimel, says, Erev Tavshilin ve'Erev Chatzeros. We have three different types of Erev, which aren't really related except the word, to the word Erev. But you have Erev Tavshilin is to cook on Friday when Friday's Yontif, because you have to cook for Shabbos. Erev Tchumen is to be able to walk beyond a certain distance on Shabbos. And Erev Chatzer is to be able to carry on Shabbos. They're not really necessarily related to each other. They are in other ways. But in any event, he kept all of this. That's what he put all these different sorts together. Avraham Avinu observed all of these things. So now, the Maharsha and our Sugin Brochas, we started with Chav Vav Medbeis, and the Kedusha Agoras, the Mask of Avraham, 36, writes, in the second half we're looking at right now, Nira Ode, okay, he says, the Vada Avram Name Hoyim is Pala Mincha Ve'arviz. Avram certainly Dava Mincha and Marv because he kept all the Mitzvah Erev Tavshilin. So what does it mean, the Yitzhak Institute? He says, Elamichol Echos Me'obos Laman Lufisha Matzino Boshi Spalel. Okay, but maybe, you know, they Dava in those things, that's what they excelled in, right? Ulai Kol Echem Me'ayoser Zoris Kefimi Dosa. Somehow Avram's Mida was more pronounced in the morning and Yitzhak more in the afternoon. So that's something to think about. What the Maharsha may have in mind with that. But if you take a look in the Tosus Yeshonim, now that Daf and Yuma, Chav Ches and Beis in source, next source 37, Tosus Avram, he asks the same kasha. What do you mean that Tosus Avram, he daven mincha, when the shadows in the afternoon, I thought Yitzhak considered it. First he gives the Teretz, Yitzhak did it after mincha, but look at the second, after Yitzhak instituted mincha, then Avram did it. But look at the second Teretz, Inami, in the middle of the second line of 37, Inami, Omer Rebbe, Mikol Mokom, never said that Avram didn't daven mincha. He did daven, but he didn't institute mincha for other people to follow. Ad shetikna Yitzhak. You see that, Tosfos Yeshonim? I think that's a riot to this Kol Rabbi Yosef Engel. That is the difference between what the others did and what the others instituted. So, there's no stira whatsoever. Avram did daven mincha. whatever that Davin Tehillim, obviously didn't say the text that we say, but it served the Kaddish Baruch Hu, worshiped Kaddish Baruch Hu in the afternoon. But so why is it credited to Yitzchak? Because Avraham didn't enter. He did it, but he didn't enter. That's what Tosfos Shem says. Shelo asa klal l'chol b'nei veso ad she'tikna Yitzchak. That Yitzchak did. You see the chilek? I think it's a raya to this principle. Same thing. The Ritva in his Chedushim to Yuma Chav Chesma Be'ezim 38 also says the same kasha by Yitzchak and so on, gives the same teretz. But then he says of Af Avraham is follow osa el meshi Yitzchak tiken osa l'chol olam. Yitzchak instituted for everybody, for all his followers. That's why it's credited to Yitzchak. Okay? As opposed to Avram, who just did it. And Tosa Rosh, there in Yuma also says, in the Chav Chesma Bey, Tosa Rosh, Yuma Asot Slosei, also says, again, the same Teretz, he did it after Yitzchak instituted, but he quotes Rabbeinu Tam in the second line of 39. Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, Dafilu Kodim Shetikni Yitzchak Chai Avram Omra, Dafilu Erev Tavshilin came, after all, he even fulfilled Erev Tavshilin, El Shalom Koval Adoros. He didn't establish it for all generations. That's what Yitzchak did. And the same thing, the Tosfos Rosh and Brachos, Chav Vav Bei, the same Kasha, and the same Teretz, Inami, again, at the end of 40, El Shalom, Osa, Kevel, Achol, B'nei Veso, Asher Tikna Yitzchak. So we see, once again, like Rabbi Yosef Engel wanted to argue, that the difference is when the Avos instituted something they do. What they did, we're not necessarily bound by. The fact that Yitzchak, Avram, Davin, Mincha, okay, he did that, but that's credited to Yitzchak, because he was the one who instituted it. Avram instituted Shachris, meaning for future generations, but he didn't do that with Menachem and Marv, for whatever the reason, but he didn't do it. That was Yitzchak and Yaakov, respectively. The side point, the Chidah has a sefer called Midbar Kedemos, Marech is Tov Oz Dalet, he actually has, regarding Mincha, because you look, the Gemara says in Brachas Vav Amud Beis, it says, Amr Chalba, Amr Huna, all of you, Adam Zor, B'tzilas Mincha. You have to be very careful about Mincha. And I always thought it's because, it's easy to forget, especially in the wintertime. Now we're changing the clocks. But in the wintertime, by the time we turn around, oh my gosh, it's 4:45, I miss Mincha already, right? And it happens. It happens to the best of us. So why is Mincha so important? Because the Haftarah from last Shabbos, Parshas Kisisa, happened to be my father's Bar Mitzvah Seder. Anyway, so in Kisisa, Elio, Navi was answered at Mincha, right? That's what it says, Elio. Was answered at Mincha. But anyway, the Midbar Kedemos, the Chidah in 43, says that you have to be careful with Mincha. You know why? That was the first Tfilah ever davened. By whom? By Adam HaRishon, on the day that he was created, that first Erev Shabbos. Quotes like that from the Arizal. Okay, I don't know what that means exactly, what HaRishon davened. So that's for sure the Tefillah of Mincha was around already. Before Avram even, certainly before even before Avram, it was around, but it wasn't instituted the Doros. That's the difference. And the Sefer Eshkol suggests, okay, in Hilchot Tefillah, Daf Yud Beis Malachim 44, Sefer Eshkol suggests that certainly Avram Avinu must have davened all the Tefillahs, because he even kept Erev Tavshin, like we said. But again, in terms of Shachris, the second line of 44, Tikna l'chola olam, upirsima. He publicized, he made a big deal about it, right? He didn't do that with Yitzchak. Maybe because Avram, we find Avram was answered, especially Shachris time, Yitzchak was answered, especially Mincha time, Yaakov was answered, especially Meir time, like the Eshkol said, but they promulgated it. And that's how the Eitz Yosef in the Ein Yaakov, there in Brachos Chof Vav and Beis Os Ayin Hey, he spells out the Gemara, okay? And certainly, Bavadai, Shekola, Shosha, Ovos, Ispalo, Kol, Echad. Everybody, of course, all of them davened all of the Tefillahs. No doubt about it. Okay, they all davened everything. Okay, in the morning, afternoon, and evening. But the difference is Takana Ledoros. That's what he says also. Mikol Mokom, second last line. Beikra Takonos Ledoros, Hiniach Kol Echad Mokom Lasheni. Each of the others left and up to somebody else to be Mesekanet. So that's the idea we have on this point as well. Then, just to hammer it home, it's interesting because that Gemara and Yuma asks, on Chav Chesma Beis, Avram daven Mincha at this early hour, right? He daven right when the shadows turned and so on, right? Earliest available opportunity, as if we should do that too. Sigmar asks on Chav Chesma Beis in 46, Amar Yosef, Anan me Avram, Niko v'Nigmar? Are we all supposed to learn from Avram, right? And we should daven at that early possible time, as Rashi explains. Avram was known, Zrizin, he was a Zari, Zrizin Makdim Lamitzis. We can't all necessarily live up to the standards of Avram Avinu. Right, that's the Pusha way. That's why Rashi learns the Gemara. But you look at Rabbeinu Chananel in 48 on that Gemara in Yuma, Chav Ches and Beis, he learns differently. When it says, should we all learn from Avram? You know what the Kasha was? Adayin lo nitin the Torah. The Torah wasn't given. Okay, so that's not something Avram instituted. He instituted Shachris. He davened Mincha at the earliest available opportunity. Rabbeinu Chananel understands that the Gemara's Kasha was, how could we all be held to Avram's standard? Not like Rashi said, because he was known for his resources, his enthusiasm, to do mitzvahs, quickly as possible. No. He said, Avraham Avinu was before Matan Torah. We can't learn from before Matan Torah. Right? We can't learn that from it. We can learn the Institute of the Tefillah, but the idea of davening mincha at the earliest available time, the Gemara says maybe that's not, we should not be able to learn that from Avraham Avinu. The Kedusha Ritva in Yuma Nataf Chof Chesma Beis, you know, also has something very similar to that, right? He writes, he quotes it from Rabbeinu Tam. First he quotes Rashi Shita, but Rabbeinu Tam, maybe sometimes a Tof and a Ches, he may have meant Rabbeinu Chanan, I don't know, but he says it was before Matan Torah, right? So you know, we can't learn anything before Matan Torah necessarily. But this is the same. This is the same question, okay? But if this is true, and again, we'll come back to our point. And he quotes different people who said it, and so on. So why didn't the, if it's true, they all learned from before Matan Torah? So why didn't the Gemara ask that right away? One of the Mandomar that we started with, Rios Bechanina says Tfilos Avos Tiktum Avram instituted Shachris Yitzhak instituted Mincha Yankov instituted Myrev. So how come the Gemara says, what do you mean it's before Matan Torah? Like according to Ben Hananel and others, that's what the Gemara in Yuma is asking. So why didn't the Gemara in Brachos ask that same kasha? How can you learn from before Matan Torah? No, but if you say like we're saying here in the name of Yosef Engel, that was instituted, that's different. What's instituted was different. What they did, then we can ask the kasha. What they instituted was something else. And at a very fascinating point, you know, we have a tradition, so Machlokas, the Gemara in Brachos, Chav Zayin and Beis in 50, or as a Machlokas, regarding Myra. Is Ma'ariv obligatory, Chova, or Rishus? Okay, is it obligatory, or is Ma'ariv only optional? And the Machlokas, Shmuel, the Machlokas, I'm referring to Shmuel, Tfilas Arvaz, Rabbi Gamliel says, it's not Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, he says, Shmuel said, Tfilas Arvaz, Rabbi Gamliel says, it's Chova, Rishus says, Rishus. That's when the whole started, that big fight between Rabbi Gamliel and Yeshua, fine. And Abayin Rav, Abba Machlokas, what the halach is. So if you take a look, it's interesting. 51 is the riff, not the riff, Rabbi Yitzhak Alfas in the back, but on the Ein Yaakov, Rabbi Yoshio Pinto. Also called Harif, okay, in Brachos Chavav and Beis and Os Ayin Hey, he says maybe this machlokas, whether it's obligatory or optional in terms of Ma'ariv, maybe that's the same machlokas of who instituted tefillos. Because if we say, I'm saying outside, but the Rabbi Yoshua Pinto writes, wait a second, if the tefillos were instituted by the others, so why is Ma'ariv any different than Shachris and Mincha? Avram instituted Shachris, Yitzhak instituted Mincha, Yaakov instituted Ma'ariv, there's no difference. Okay, I mean, of course it's obligatory. But if you hold the tefillos are corresponding to the karbonos, well, there was no karbon at night. They were just a burnt the leftover parts. But the real karbonos were only in the morning and the afternoon, Tomet Shel Shachar, Tomet Shel Arbayim. So then you can see a difference. He says maybe that machlokas revolves around this machlokas. That's what he suggests. Okay? There's another possible approach from the Pnei Yoshua. Because remember, when did Yaakov institute a Ma'ariv? Right, the pasuk in Parshas Vayetze, right? He ran away and he came upon the place. And then in Perek Chav Ches, pasuk Yitzayin, Vayira Vayomar Manorah Amokam Ahu Amokam Azeh Ein Zekim Beis Elokim Azeh Shara Shamayim. The Rashi says he quotes the Medrash that Yaakov had already come to Haran Vayetze Yaakov Meshav Erech Harana, and he realized he had passed by the place the Mokam HaMikdash was going to be, right? And meanwhile, Avram davened there, Yitzhak, that Akedah was there. He realized, did I possibly go past the place where my ancestors davened, and I didn't daven? So he went back. He had Kvitz Adarek, he went back. It's a Gemara in Chulin, Tzadi Aleph Mubeis, right, in 54, and the Rashi in 55, you can take a look. But that's why it says Vayivka. He chanced upon it. He met up with it. He ran back to this place, okay, to be able to daven where his ancestors davened. And then suddenly the sun set, and he stayed there overnight and had the dream with the ladder and everything else. So Pnei Yoshua in Brachos Chof Amud Reis says something very fascinating, 56. He'd bothered by this same kasha. Why should Ma'ariv be a second-class tefillah, according to anybody? If you hold tefillahs, others tick them, so why should the tefillah instituted by Yaakov Avinu be any less significant than that was instituted by Avraham Yitzhak? So he says, because Yaakov never had planned to daven Ma'ariv in the first place. It was only a chance occurrence. He ran back to the place, right? He never planned to do anything. He wanted just to make sure he davened where the others davened. Right, and not only that, but the sun seemed, maybe it was in the afternoon. It wasn't even Ma'ariv time yet. But then the sun suddenly set. The whole thing, even the Yaakov Avinu davening Ma'ariv was sort of like almost by accident. He was misakin it at the end. That's the Gemara's lashon, Yaakov Tikin. But the Pnei Yoshua was saying that maybe Tfilas Arvis was Shus, even not like the Yoshua Pinto said. That's following the Mandomar said connected Tfilas. A connected the carbonus tikkun. No, even if you hold this connected others, it was a weaker, quote unquote, a weaker Tfila because that wasn't Yaakov's intention to begin with. It happened to work out that way. So that's an interesting approach. Maybe for that reason, it's a tefillah arvus reshus. Okay, but anyway, that's how the Ramachmar Azari Mipano, Ramipano, too, is Simon Yudalid, also says like that, a little different. He says Yaakov only instituted to be reshus to begin with. Maybe only instituted that way to start with to be optional. Okay. Now we come to a very interesting Rambam. Okay, because we have the two opinions in the Gemara where tefillahs come from. Is it connected to karbonos or is it connected to the others? So the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, writes, that the, originally six mitzvahs were given to Adam Rishon. And he says what they are, but Zara and all, you know, right? And then Noach was added, to Noach was added, Evan Achai, the famous Sheva Mitzvah Noach. Then it says, okay, on the third line, V'chein ha'adar v'chol ha'olam ad Avram. He had the Sheva Mitzvah Noach until Avram. Bo Avram, v'nitztave yesar elo b'mila, he added, commanded to Miss Mila, v'hu ispalal shachris, and he daven shachris. Then Yitzchok, Yifrish Meiser, v'hosted t'vila acheres, l'fnoseo, minah. And Yaakov, et girano shen mayrib. And then later on, Amram, all the way until the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's interesting because it says over here that Avraham Avinu had Mila and Shachris. Yitzchak had Meiser and Mincha. Ravid disagreed. So what do you mean? Avraham already gave Meiser. He said the text is wrong. Avraham already gave Meiser. What's going on? Where do we see that Yitzchak gave Meiser? So the Pasuk in 59 told us, Breshit Perchov, Pasuk Yubayz, by Yisro Yitzchak Ba'aretahi. Okay, Yitzchak planted in the field. And he was able to estimate how much he had to give. And Rashi says there in Chumash, Perkov of Pasuk Yubayz. And in 60 it says, Rabbi Seinu Omer Omed Zela Maisa Soya. That's a Medrash and Breshis Rabbah, Parshas Samach Dalet Ozvav, right? That he did this for Maisa purposes. So we see the Yitzhak took Maisa. However, earlier in the Chumash, in Parshas Lech Lecha in 62, scroll up a little bit, in 62, when Avraham Avinu came back from the battle with the four kings and the five kings, he rescued Lot. It said, he met up with Malki Tzedek, right, Melech Shlomi gave him bread and wine. At the end of Pasuk Chaf of Perek Yudal in Bereishit, it says, "Vayitein lo Meiser Mikol." He gave him Meiser. Who gave whom? The two pronouns. He gave him. So Rashi says, "Vayitein lo Avram gave him Meiser because he was a Kohen." That's the Pasuk says at the end of Yurches in 62. Who Kohen lechel elyon? So he gave him Meiser. Okay, and that's what the. So now we have a question. So who gave Meiser first? Yitzhak. Well, Avram was before Yitzhak. So the Ravid is right. Avram gave Meiser first. So the Psikta Rabosi, right, and Asatasa Piska Memhei, Oz Gimel 64 says, Avram Hifrish Meiser Rishon, it's true, but Yitzhak Hifrish Truma Gedola. Yitzhak was Truma from that other Pasuk. Okay, but that's not what the Rambam says. It's a little bit of a difficulty. The Migdal Oz on the Rambam, there in Perek Tes, quotes the Rav, and he says, they have to say that Midrashim Chalukim, they were conflicting Midrashim. Who did what? Okay, and Yitzhak gave it, or maybe Avram never gave it to Malki Tzedek, but Malki Tzedek gave something to Avram. That's how the Chizkuni says there in Lech Lecha, Vayitein lo Malki Tzedek l'Avram. Malki Tzedek gave something to Avram. That's not that's Avram didn't do anything. That's how the Radak in 67, he quotes both opinions that his father, some say that Avram gave to Malki Tzedek, you know, but no, because Avram didn't, you know, he didn't want to take anything from himself and so on. So really Malki Tzedek gave them different interpretations, okay? But one could argue a different teretz. The Radvaz there in Hilchos Malachim Perek Tes Halacha Aleph says in 68, you know why the Rambam didn't want to learn it from Avram? Because what did Avram give? Avram gave some of the spoils of the war, whatever, assuming Avram gave it to Malki Tzedek. He gave him spoils of war. But Maisris is really, says the Radvaz, Migdule Karka. It's from produce of the land. Produce of the land. That's what we want to learn from, produce of the land. So that Yitzhak did. Yitzhak gave produce of the land. That's what he wants to say. But the Kesef Mishnah, and this will relate to us, there in that Raman Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, he analyzes the Ravid. He says, Avram didn't do it. Okay, 69. He writes, lo, second line, v'lo b'toras meiser. He wasn't given his meiser. Elofi shekibdo Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek was kind and polite to Avram. He greeted him and so on. So he wanted to give him something back. And this goes back exactly to our chiluk. That's why the Rambam says what he says. He says Avram, he doesn't say that Avram separated Meiser because Avram didn't do it out of the midst of Meiser. He just wanted to be mechaber. He did something. We don't learn from what the others did, whether Misakin, Yitzhak did it, l'shem Meiser. So that fits in what we said. The Ragat Shover has, also, that Rambam, not that Rambam, elsewhere, Hilchos Matnas, and Matnas in Perek Zayin, okay, he said it's a machlokas, who did what, okay, but the Rambam in Hilchos Melochim only wants to say the things that the Avos were instituting, and therefore he didn't include Meiser by Avram Avinu, rather by Yitzchok. Okay, now there are a few other things which we see, Koda Matan Torah, which also, I think, hammer home the same point, the difference between the Misakin and what they did. In Parashat Vayeshev, Breishis Perek Lamed Ches, starting in Pasuk Vav, you have over there, the story of Yehuda with Tamar, and then they had a child, and then the first child, the heir, died. So Yehuda told his brother in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches, 71, by Yehuda La'onan, Bo Eleishas Achichav Yabemos, the mitzvah of Yibum, right? Your brother died, no children, do the mitzvah of Yibum. And the Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Pei Hei Ozein 72, says, Yehuda Hiskub Mitzvah Yibum Tchili, Yehuda instituted the mitzvah of, or started, anyway, the mitzvah of Yibum. Okay. And the Yalkut Shimoni actually says, in Remez Tav, in Mishlei, Remez Tav Tav Kuf Samach Dalad, it says that Noach Nitzav, you know, the Shisha Mitzvah is given to Adam Arishon and seventh to Noach, and Avram with Mila, Yitzhak, what something else he had, Mitzvah, the eighth day, Yaakov, Ginosha, Yehuda, Alayibum, Alayivoma. Okay. So it's interesting. There's a Gemara in Yevamah, Hamad Beis, which talks about Mila and Tomid being Lifnei Adibur. Rashi means Lifnei Matan Torah, like I said before. But the Ritva says, why doesn't the Gemara speak about Yibum from Lifnei Adibur? So look what he says, and it fits in very well. He said, the Kedusha Ritva and Yevamah, Hamad Beis, Dibum Maskim, Mala Hanuk, 76. Avol Mitzis Yibum, Eina Lifnei Adibur, Eina Lifnei Adibur. It's not included in the things before Matan Torah. Why? The Afal Gav, the Chazin Li Yehuda, Ba'ovosu Nogin Ba, Lav B'Torah's Mitzvah, it's like things that the Avos did, but not B'Torah's Mitzvah. That's why it doesn't count. That's what I mean. He also said, Lo B'Torah, there in Yevamos, on Gimel Bey, Dumas of Ahashta. He says, Lifnei Adibur is only talking about things that were commanded in that Gemara. But the things that did, just not B'Torah's Mitzvah, just what they did, that doesn't count. And that's on Amar Tzchayas, who spent a lot of time, there's a Sefer called Torah's Nevi'im, which I didn't print in the sources because it's not in the database, but Amar Tzchayas spent a lot of time on this type of topics, Yevamos Daf Dalad Beis, the Maariv Chayes, and back of the Gemara, Memila, and so on. He says that he quotes what he said in his Sefer Torah Sanavim, which was it's in the Kisrei Maariv Chayes. He writes the Yehudas Hitzchul B'Mitzvos. Even look at the second line, Hainu Mitzad Atzmo Hinhikain. He did it on his own V'lo Nitzdave, and therefore it wasn't a really mitzvah to say beforehand. And he says that works out well with the Rambam also. That's why when the Rambam that we saw before in the Perek Test of Hilchos Melachim Aleph Aleph, when he gave the origins of the mitzvahs, and he said, you know, you had the Sheva Mitzvah of Noach, and then you had Avraham Amilu and Shachris and Yitzchak. Didn't mention Yehuda. That's a different category altogether. And the Medrash Lekach Tov, sometimes called Psikta Zutrasa, in Parashat Vayeshev in 79, says, Melamed Shehu Nogen Al Yibum Kodem Matan Torah Mitzvahs Hadas. It was an intellectual or it was a logical thing to do. It had logical standing, but it wasn't done as a takana. The Rambam, the Morne Ruchim Chela Gimel Perik Mem Tes, and 80 writes, Ki Haya Mina Kodum Kodum Antar, then the Tashir, Hishir Tatar, Tar left it in place. But it wasn't something that was instituted before. Okay? And the Ramban writes also there in Vayesha and Perik Lamed Ches Pasuk Zion. They knew, Sesang Lam Vahayuah Chachamim Kadmonim Kodum Atar Yodim. There's some benefit to marrying the widow of the deceased brother and so on, but it wasn't instituted necessarily as a mitzvah. The Ramban in Lech Lecha by Malki Tzedek and so on, the Perek Yudal, Pesach Yudches, with Avraham Avinu, and you know, different things, something done for covered purposes, okay, but it wasn't done as a mitzvah. However, one could argue that the Ramban, the Ravid, for example, who said, no, we should count that Avraham separated Maisus, even though he didn't institute it, could be disagrees with his whole Yisod. And the Ravid might hold that, no, it's okay to learn Koda Matan Torah also. And that's what a little bit implies in this Ramban also, because, you know, again, he also mentions Avram, you look at that Ramban in 82, he says, Visham, end of the Ramban, Visham Yotzi Zara HaMaiser V'Trumah. From what Avram did, we can learn Maisers and Trumas and so on, even though it wasn't a Takonos. So he might disagree with this whole Yisod, okay? And the truth is, in the Medrash Tanchuma, in Parash Vayechi, in Os Yud Zion 83, they learn by Yas Aviv Evel Shivas Yamin Mikan She Evel Shivas Yamin. So and there wasn't instituted. So there could be this disagreement, you know, on this whole principle. Okay, there's a Medrash in Dvarim Rabba, Parsha Tes Siman Aleph 84. Minaya Talamid La Avil Evel Shivas Yamin. So it says Shekeim Atzina Be Yosef. Okay, can we learn it from Yosef, even though it wasn't instituted? Okay, and the Riff quotes or doesn't accept the Riff and Brachas Testament Beis 85 also quotes design you may avail us doraisin inu vegam hamilsam nixiv leyaslev avil shuva selim. Right, he said you can learn. It doesn't accept it at the end, but you can learn. Some do learn it from there. The Rosh also in Brachas in the next source, Brachas in 86 in Perik Beis Siman Tesvav and scroll up. It says also, do you learn the Avelis from Yosef? So it could be, and the Rashbona Tshuva also, Chelek Aleph Siman Tov Tov Vav, 87, also learned. So I'm pointing out that not everybody necessarily agrees with this principle. Okay? The Chedush Aran brings it from Daf Chof Mod Aleph in Moed Katan in 88. He brings also, Vayaslev Shivos Yom, that's the Mokor for Avelis Shiva. Okay? I, Ein Lameda Mikoda Matan Torah. So take a look at 89, the Medrash Rabban, Bereshis Rabban, Parsha Vayechi, Parsha Kuf, Oz Zion. Right? Umilayin la'evel shu shiva. Rab Abba Maisa Mahacha Vayas la'evel shuva shiva shaman. Ulamaidin davar kodam eat the mountain Torah. Yeah, no big deal. You can learn from a full mountain Torah. Goodbye. Okay, in other words, you don't have to come on all this. The Rabbi Yosef Engel was motivated by the fact that it says Ein Lameidim Mikodam Matan Torah in the Yerushalmi. Okay, that's the Yerushalmi, but as we see, some Rishonim seem to disagree, and the Torah, the Medrash Rabba says, yeah, Lameidim Mikodam Matan Torah. Perhaps even if it wasn't a Takana, even if it wasn't instituted, so could be that it's actually a Machlokas. The Torah Tamima has something very interesting in that Pesuk in Bereishis, Perek Nun, Pesuk Yud Beis, in 90 by the Avelos of Yaakov Avinu and so on. He says there are many things from four Matan Torah that we do learn. And he thinks maybe there's a toe sofer. The Torah people like to do that sometimes. Maybe listen to this one. And by the way, there are such things in Yerushalmi. When it says, we had that Yerushalmi way back in the early sources, right? We had, can you learn before Matan Torah? Right? In the Mo'ed Katan, Per Gimel Alach Aleph, way back in source 11. Can you learn from before Matan Torah? And then Mefarshim in Yerushalmi said it was a question. He said it shouldn't say, question mark. But the Yud should be a little longer. It should be a nun sofis. V'chein l'meid mikodam matan Torah. Yes, we can learn. It wasn't a question. It was a statement. That's interesting. I don't know if it's right or wrong. I don't know what to tell, really. But he says, maybe it's okay. We can learn from a full matan Torah. And that's why the Ravid can say we can learn from Avraham Avinu separated maestros. We don't have to come all these terrors. It could be, it's interesting, machlokas. Another issue, though, which may point more in the direction of Yosef Engel's chiluk, if we don't accept that version of the Yerushalmi, we accept the Yerushalmi, we have it printed, and it was a question, a rhetorical question, the answer is no, okay, maybe one could suggest the following. There is a sugya in Sanhedrin, Mem Vavod Beis. How do we know that there's a din to bury somebody? Kvura minatora minayin. How do we know? Rem is the kvura minatora minayin. So the pasuk in Parshas Kisetza, 91, right, it says, when somebody is put to death, it says, Parak Yichof Aleph of Dvarim Pasuk of Gimel, ki kovar tik b'rena b'yomohu. Kovar tik b'rena b'yomohu. Okay, so the question was, why don't they learn? Gemara asked there in Sanhedrin, Mevavad Beis, why don't they learn from the fact the name of the Ikbur Tzadiki? We find that the others were buried. Okay, well, no, Minhaga Ba'alma, that was just a minig, it wasn't a din. What about the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu? No, they just didn't want to change the, alter the minig. Okay, so take a look, and that's what Rabbeinu Chananel writes over there. Rashi says, you know, explains it, but Rabbeinu Chananel there in Sanhedrin, Mevavad Beis says, Lema lemi the ikbar avo so Moshe Rabbeinu. No, mina menagah ba'almahu. We take a look. We find that printed the pesukim. We read through it quickly. Parshas Chayisar, Bereishis, Perakov, Hey, Pasuk Test. When Avram died, a ikbar also Yitzchak Bishmo. Okay, 96. When Yitzchak died, Perak Lamed Hey and Pasuk Chav Test and Bereishis. A ikbar also Eisun Yaakov Banav. Yaakov, we spoke about already, right? 97. Parshas Vayichi, Perak Nun of Pasuk Gimel. Vayisol so Banav Artzukana. A ikbar also the brothers brought Yaakov. Yosef and the brothers brought Yaakov to Bar and buried him. And at the end of the Chumash, his old Sabrocha, Perak Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Hey, 98, by Omar Shom Moshe died, by Yikbar Osa, Hashem himself buried him. So you see that they were buried. So why didn't the Gemara, okay, Moshe is already after Matan Torah, but Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov before Matan Torah, they were all buried by their family. Why can't you learn from there? So apparently, there was reluctance to learn from before Matan Torah, or unless there was a Tik Takona, that's why the Gemara answers, Min Hagabam was just the way of the world. That's what people did, but we don't learn a halacha from there. Okay? And it's interesting, we talked about Shivas Yimei Evil. The Yerushalmi says in Ksubas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Moshe Hiskin, Moshe instituted not only the days of Avelos, but Shivas Yimei HaMishter. We call that the Sheva Brachos week, right? 7 days of Mishter. Where's that from? Where's that from? So that's Midoraisa. You know where we learn that from? Unbelievable. A Pasuk in Vayetze. Okay, Yerushalmi quotes it, and the Korban Eidah and there in Perak Aleph Halach Aleph Ksubas brings it, and Ben Moshe brings it, because in Parsha Vayetze, when Lavan tricked Yaakov and gave him Rachel, gave him Leah before Rachel, it said, "Okay, Malei Shuazos, finish out this week, celebrate with her, then you can marry the next girl, Rachel, for the next 7 years you'll work with me." Right? Malei Shuazos, Shua means a week. That's how Rashi explains. And Rashi there says in Vayetze Perak Chav Tes Pasuk Chav Zayin 103, "Behein Shivas Yemei Hamishter." These are the Shivas Yemei Mishta. So we learned out from loving of all people. Okay, Shivas Yemei Mishta. Okay, now, but the Rambam writes in the Chosava Perak Aleph Alach Aleph 104. The Rambam writes that's not Midoraisa. Okay, Shara Shivas Yemei in the Torah by Avelos, and he says because we have mentioned the point of Nitna Torah b'Nischad Shahalacha. Okay, maybe that was only a minig. I come on, I learn from Lavan. Okay, from Lavan. You learn from Lavan. right? That means that was the practice in the world, but we don't necessarily learn the halacha from there. It fits in with this theme. It wasn't the takana, it was something that they did. Okay, so it's a remez and it's a smachta, but that's not really the source for the halacha. That's why it says Moshe Hiskin. That's why it says Moshe Hiskin. That's what the Rambam is saying there at the beginning of Hilchos Avot Perek Halacha Aleph. The Gemara Moed Katan, Ches Hameis, has another halacha. Mishnah says, you don't get married on Yontif. No weddings on Yontif. Certainly on Yontif, not even on Chol HaMoed. Ein nosim noshim amoed. Why? Because you're happy. You're happy. So Rashi says, the Gemara will explain what that means. So what if you're happy? Isn't it good to be happy on Yontif? Right, that's the Gemara's Kasha. And in 107, Moed Katan, Ches Hameis. So what's the matter? Right? And some say, whoever it was, Lafisha Ain Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We don't mix up one Simcha with another. We don't mix up different Simchas, right? And you know, and Ain Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, Rashi explains one thing to be Simcha because of Yontif, right? And a different thing to be Simcha with the wedding. Two different things. You don't intermingle. Now that would be a source. So what's the source there? So that's what they say, because Lavan said, don't marry her right now. Finish out the week first. Finish the celebratory week of Sheva Brachos with the first wife, with Leah, then you can have Rachel. Now, there's another source, and that's in Menachem Aleph Perek Ches, when the Beis HaMikdash was built. It said, Shlomo Melech celebrated for Shivas Yomim and Shivas Yomim. 14 days altogether, 7 and 7. Same thing in Dira Yomim Beis Perek Zion Pasuk Tes. That says, they did a Chanukah, which was 7 days, and Sukkot. It was right at that time. That's when it was. We always read these Haftorahs, Sukkot and Shemiyat Seres and so on, from there in Malachim Aleph Parakes, right? So the Gemara in Moed Katan Testament Aleph says, where do we learn Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha from? So it says, from the story of Shlomo. Otherwise, why didn't you just combine the Simcha of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash with the Simcha of Sukkot? The answer is because you can't combine different Simchas. Each one deserves its own attention. You don't mesh them up together. Okay. Otherwise, you should have waited till Yontif and celebrated then. We don't do it. Okay. As Rashi says there in Mod Katan Testament Aleph in 112, you may simcha l'hacha l'hacha, Chanukah sabayis ul'regel. But Tosas quotes the Yerushalmi that we saw before. No, it's Malei Shuazos. Finish out that week. Okay. That's what he learns. And that's before Matan Torah. Okay. So again, it could be we learn Ein Marvin Simcha Simcha before Matan Torah. Okay. Now, was that a Takana? That a takana? Well, maybe it was, or maybe no, just something they did, because we're talking here about Lavan, okay? And that's why the Bavli prefers not to learn from before Matan Torah. May go back to Machlokas, whether learning before Matan Torah is okay or not. So the Bavli avoids the problem by saying, no, let's learn from something else. Let's learn from the Beis HaMikdash. But the Rishalmi, there it's in Moed Katan Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, 114, it says, the two different approaches. One is that we learned out from the Chanukah Samizbeach and the Mikdash Rishon that was not combined with Yontif. And the other is because of Malei Shuazos by Lavan. Okay, so that's the, that may reflect this very same Machlokas. But again, some do learn it from Lavan. You look at 117, okay, Bereishis Rabbah in Parsha Vayetzik, and I have the Mepharshim and Yerushalmi there. Parsha Ayin, Siman Yutez, with Malei Shuazos Mikan. Shein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Learn from here. So again, it could be it's the same machlokas. The Ramban and Chumash, okay, says no. Maybe again, go back to Yosef Engel. Maybe you and I said before. Maybe the Ramban disagrees. He said it wasn't a takana. It was, and the Ramban writes, Nichbade Ha'umos, the important people. Lavan was a leader or whatever. The important people. Mimin Haga Kadmonim Koda Matan Torah. Yushalmi said no. It was a Hanhaga from before Matan Torah. Okay, but in our Gemara, it doesn't say that. They don't want to get involved with before Matan Torah at all. So they learn from the story of the Mikdash. Okay? And the Shulis Yaakov, an early Akron, Chedek Aleph, Simon Chavav, one of his Jews, he writes, okay, quotes the Yerushalmi, but he says, we can't bring a proof from before Matan Torah. All right? But certain things we do learn. After all, Pur Vu is before Matan Torah, right? The other thing. The long Chuv in the Sholom Eshiv, to say, I'm not going to go through it now, 120 in the Sholom Eshiv. Madur, Yaakov, Chedek Aleph, Simon Memchas. He says there's a difference between learning something which was formulated as a tzivui, something which was formulated as something they could do, or that they did do. He also mentioned, Rabban said, the others kept the Torah only in Eretz Yisrael, not outside of Eretz Yisrael. And he also mentions, we can maybe make the following chiluk. It's kind of in the middle, the following chiluk. He says, you know when it's okay to learn before Matan Torah? Okay, when something is with davar she'ein lo tam, rak chuka ein lemeida mikaru Matan Torah. If there's no good reason, it's just something that was done, we don't really understand the reason, then you can't learn from before Matan Torah. But something which is logical, something which makes good sense, and people did it, then we can learn from before Matan Torah. Okay, so that's the that's the raya. And then again, Rav Chaim Milsa, again, it could be that certainly based on the Gemara we started with in brachas that Avram tikein shachris, Yitzchak tikein, Mincha Yaakov tikein, when they were misakin something, then that has a different status. The only problem with all of that is, okay, in the 121, that same Gemara in brachas Chav Vav Mud Beis concludes that even the man de Omar, and even the man de Omar, Rav Yosef Bar Chanina, who holds that the avos were misakin it, but Asmechinu Rabbanan are karbonos. Okay, the Chachamim attach it to the karbonos too. Even he admits that. And the riff, and this is the regular riff, okay, Rashi first, we get the riff. Rashi in 122, in Brachas Chavom and Beis, you have to say that. The Gemara says, otherwise, if the Avos instituted Tfilas, Yaakov, Avram instituted Shachris, Yitzchak instituted Mincha, Yaakov instituted Meir, what happened to Musaf? So obviously the karbonos play a role. So even that, Aman Domer agrees, look at the last word, the 121, El Tfilos Ovos Tiklum Bas Mechino Rabbanon Akarbonos, and Rashi explains it. And so, maybe you could argue that even they were misakin something, that's not enough. That's not enough to learn Kodah Matan Torah, because you see that they had to have the stamp of approval, so to speak, of the Chachamim later on in terms of the Karbonos. Okay, now, is it right to follow things that the Ovos did? Yes, as a minig. The pasuk in Mishlei Perkov Beis pasuk Chavches Al Tase Gul Olam Asher Osim Osecha, right? You shouldn't not do the things your ancestors did. You should follow their practice. That's true. And Rabbi Yonah there in Mishlei Perkov Beis pasuk Chavches 125 says Al Tashana Men Mehagim Atovim. Don't stop doing good things that the others did. But it's not exactly a chiyuv. Okay, that's how. And look what the Medrash Mishlei says in Parsha Chav Beis Simen Chavches. Omer B'Shim 126. Omer Shem Yochai. Minig she'asa v'secha al tishano. So a good minig that your ancestors did, don't change it. Kegon Avram she'tike until shachas, Yitzchak tike until mincha, Yaakov tike until arvis. The Rabbi Yosef Engel mentions this, but it again seems to me to be against his klal. Even the things like that are only called a minig. You should not. It's not obligatory. Don't abandon it. And the Al Kachmoni brings it also there in Mishle Remes Tov Tov Kuf Samach in 127. Don't change the things they did, like Avram with Chakras and Yitzchak with Mincha and Yaakov with Maris. That's very much against. And the truth is, the Rama in the Morin of Uchim says very clearly in two places, Chelik Aleph Perik Samach Gimel, Chelik Beis Perik Lamed Tes, 128, 129. He says that we don't find that the Avos were, you know, they were Nevi'im and so on, but they were never commanded to do these things. They did them. Look at the end of 128. They did these things. Miyashra Menel, it was Yashra, it was right. Derech Ion, Velimo, to teach, and so on, is a good thing. Or at the end of 129, same idea. Melamdin Miyashrim, but not that Hashem told them to do it. That's a different thing. And the truth of the matter, but, having said all that, the problem is, and I'm just to back that up, yeah, the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim Perek Tesla we saw before said that Avram instituted Shachris, Yitzchak, Mincha, etc. But if you look in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Daled 130, right, talks about how people used to all daven themselves and so on. But then when Golus went on and they didn't know Hebrew and people started doing things, Ezrin Bezdin, look at the end of 130, Omdu Ezru Bezdin Kach Omdu V'tiknolam Shmona Esrei Brachas Al HaSeder. They instituted the Shmona Esrei. And Aloha Hey, and look what it says, the tefillos were corresponding to the karbonos. Okay, and that's the case of Mishnah there, simply says in 131, that's a machlokas in the Gemara and Brachos. And here, the Rambam seems to say the tefillos were corresponding to the karbonos, not to the avos, against what he said in Hilchos Malachim. The Rif, you look in the Rif in Brachos, Yud Chesem and Avka, and Rabbi Chesem and Beis, only quotes the Brisa in terms of proofs that said tefillos corresponding to the karbonos. So the Shittu Gebetz in Brachos Chavav and Beis 133 says, okay, Elavadai Avos Tiknum Avitnei Takanosam Lo Hayinu Michuyavim. We're not obligated because what the Avos did, even if they instituted it, that doesn't bind us. That's therefore Asir Abonav Asmechino Akarbonos Kedei Shuchova. That's against Rabbi Yosef Engel. And the same thing, Yoni Gantav is a Tshuva in Simon, his Tshuva is Simon Ayin Vav. He says in the second line, Da'af the Avos Tiknu Tfilos, still, we don't do anything just because the avos did it. So therefore, we have to have tefillos avos tiknum. Kedemar Tzchayas in Brachos Chavav and Beis in 135 raises this question also. And he says, but it's a steer in the Rambam. Okay, it's a steer in the Rambam. So he says, and we have a klal gadol, with all due respect, that Torah Tumimah that we said it was a girsa problem. That's what most people say. You look at the end of the third line of 135. Yeah, klal gadol etzleinu, there's a great principle that we have, okay, that ain lemeidim dover mikodah matan Torah. And therefore, mikomokom ain takanosum lachovaleinu, and that's why they had to say the Anshei Knesset Gedolah instituted it. The Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnah, famous Pirush HaMishnah in Chulin, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vot. The Rambam writes in 136, he says, Sim libcha lekal hagarozeh, pay attention to this major principle that I'm about to tell you. Shekol mashon starch adas, shekol mashon is harmi menu o osim osvayom, ein anu osim zos elemit neitzivu Hashem alidei Moshe. We only do what Moshe was commanded. Okay? Dugma lekach, we don't not eat Avim and Achai because it was given to Noach, because the Torah prohibited it. We don't do bris milah because Avram did bris milah. We did it because it was later said to Avram. The Rambam said that's a klal gadol. Okay? So this really is flies in the face a little bit of the principle of Yosef Engel, apparently even when they instituted it. Okay? On the other hand, you could say, at least with regards to tefillah, the Rambam himself alludes to that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Yud 137. It could be that when it says that the tefillahs, that the Anshei Kanzadola instituted tefillahs correspond to the karbonos, that's the time of the tefillahs. The time. Right, zmanei hatfila enam in the Torah, and that was instituted by the Chacham. Lecha Mishnah writes like that also. Okay, maybe you could argue that tfilos avos tiknum in terms of the timing of the karbonos was it was different. The timing that was based on the karbonos. You could still say that the principle of Yosef Engel that it's not a stira. Okay, and that's how you can answer the stira in the Rambam. And the Lecha Mishnah is saying in Perek Tes of Hilchos Melacha, and that's how the Mefarshim explain in Perek Maariz Chayes and others. In Perek Tes, he's talking about the institution of Tefillah. So he said, Avram instituted Shachris, Yitzchak instituted Mincha, Yaakov instituted Ma'ariv, and so on. True! The timing, when you daven, the exact time, right, that was to correspond to the Karbonos. So it's not necessarily any kind of a stira. It's interesting, the Gemara and Brachas, we'll finish with this, and Chav Vav and Aleph raise the question, what if a person missed Mincha? So do you make it up with Ma'ariv, or do you say it's a new day? Right, that's the question. But if I got Shachris, I can daven two Shmoneh Esrei some Mincha. Even if I forgot Ma'ariv, I can daven two chakras. But if I forgot Mincha, maybe you could argue, well, the day's over. It's a new day. Halachically, it's a new day. By everybody voker. At night, it's a new day. Moore says, no, you can do it anyway. Okay, now what's it about? So it could be, so there are some Samech writes in the Rambam. That's Paskin. We Paskin, you can make up, and it's not over. We have something called over Yom Abotel Karbono. Once the day is gone, the carbon is gone for that day. You can't make it up the next day. So maybe it's the same by Tefillah. So the Rambam Paz, no, you can. Even if you got Ma'ariv, Mincha, you can make it up with two Ma'arivs and so on. So Yosef Meach says, you know why? Because maybe it's this question. Since Tfilos Ovos Tiknum, then, well, listen, you know, the fact that you missed the Tfilah, so what? Make it up tomorrow. You missed Yaakov's Tfilah, so make it up. But if it's Tfilos Kenegat Tvinan Tiknum, then we'll say, over Yom about the Karbon, the Karbon's gone. So he says, we're passing like both. And he says, the Zman Tfilos corresponds to the Karbon, but the concept of Tfilos is Ovos Tiknum. So Hayotzi Midvareinu, we could say, just to finish off, okay, that we can argue, and I think it makes good sense to say, like Rabbi Yosef Engel is saying, that we had rias to it, that things which were instituted by the Ovos, those are still binding. Either Rambam in the Perush in the Perush HaMishnah said we don't do anything. Yeah, what he meant is in terms of the source of our obligation, in terms of the nature of our obligation, that's Matan Torah. But the concept may have existed first, and what the Chachamim instituted, okay, may not be the mucker for it. Okay, it's not the source of our obligation. Okay, that's not why we have to do it because Moshe Rabbeinu put it in the Torah and so on. But in terms of the origin, perhaps you could say it's something which the Avos did and they instituted Lelame Ledoros for all future generations. So then you could argue that's something which has an impact on us, as opposed to various other things like Kura and various other things, perhaps Avelos Shivus Yamim, perhaps Ein Marvin Simcha Besimcha. We had to come up, according to some, with other Mekoros, because we want to say Ein Lameda Mekoda Matan Torah. But Rabbi Yosef Engel said, but if it's something which is, so Shalmeshah says something which is logical and makes sense, we could learn before Matan Torah. But Rabbi Yosef Engel was saying, yes, Lameda Mekoda Matan Torah, but something which was instituted, and that's how we can still be bound by some of those things today. As I said at the outset, my father, Ovah Shalom, was, you know, as an English professor, he liked to look at things in Torah also, based on his training, from a literary point of view. Can we learn any halacha from what the Avos did? Is it binding upon us? It's very interesting to read it, you know, as literature, but of course the Torah, he knew, like we all know, that it's not literature, and there's certainly lessons to be learned. The question of whether we can learn halachic information and be binding, that's the, perhaps the machlokas, maybe even two gears as the Yerushalmi, at least according to the Torah Tamima, and according to Yosef Engel, as long as it was something instituted, we would be bound by it today, based on the fact that it was instituted. And the Rambam would say that's not what obligates us in terms of its core obligation, but certainly we can learn from what the others did and certainly what they instituted. I thank you all for listening, and the Shalom Shalom Aliyah, and we should have Hatzlacha Rabba, Kol Tuv to all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Okay.
you.
Questions. Okay, good.
Shabbat shalom.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.